The Special Session in Battle Creek. The special session of the General Conference, held without the presence of James and Ellen White, went off well.
D. M. Canwright, one of the three members of the General Conference Committee, was chosen to serve as chairman of the five-day meeting.
At the session, the interests of the broadening work of the church were considered, and sound progressive actions were taken. Among these were resolutions calling for developments in the newly introduced health and temperance thrust, encouragement in ascertaining the tithe based on income rather than property holdings, the provision for the appointment of a man to deal with foreign mission interests, and the election of W. C. White to so serve, the usual allocation of ministerial help, broader distribution of the E. G. White books, and provision to republish Ellen White's first book, Experience and Views. No nominating committee was appointed, because this was not a regular session. Although the contributions James and Ellen White could make in counsel, advice, and leadership were greatly appreciated by laymen and workers alike, the experience in holding an important conference in which the Whites were not present was constructive and no doubt helped to pave the way for changes that were to come in the next few years.